耶稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两课中，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
芳华向神的仆人问安，欢迎来到晨曦讲座。晨曦讲座周一到周五提供同工学习、进修、培训的内容，让我们对服事有更全面、宏观的眼界，培养自己成为健康工人，建立健康教会。今天我们要进行的栏目是曾金发牧师的传承跨代的危机与转机，主题是传承更深的生命。曾牧师从17岁开始就在教会服事，他从自己对主信心的操练，到以神的话语为内心的喜悦，再以遵守圣经、活出神的话为目标，而这样的循环成为他一生的祝福。他怀着双重的服事热诚，也就是释经讲道以及领袖督导，成为他服事的重心。曾牧师在多个基督教组织的顾问委员会侍奉，也是金星门训教会全球联盟的创办人。上一回曾牧师引用了罗马书12:1-2，谈到更深生命并不是外表的宗教行为，而是被基督转化的内心。很多教会都在做门徒训练，问题是教会期望培育出什么样的门徒？相信这个答案很明确，应当是一个有深度生命的门徒，而不是肤浅生命的门徒。更深生命有两个关键的挑战，第一个就是文化的挑战。今天曾牧师要来谈第二个关键的挑战，也就是满于现状的挑战。以下我们一块来听。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听传承跨代的危机与转机。
The second challenge is a challenge of complacency.
第二个挑战是一种满于现状的挑战。
Paul says, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed.
保罗不单说不要效法这个世界，而是要更新变化。
God desires for us to face a total change in our life.
神希望我们面对我们的生命的时候有一个从根本的改变。
I once told the church, I say, church, stop praying, God change my life.
我有一次去一个教会，我跟教会说，不要再说，让主啊改变我们的生命。
Rather you pray, God change my life totally.
而是赶紧祷告成为说，主啊，完全改变我们的生命。
Because to say God changed my life is superficial.
因为如果只求神改变我的生命，太肤浅了。
It's almost like I don't like this appearance about myself. I don't like this about myself. Lord, change me so that I can look better. I can be smarter and be better.
就好像说，我不喜欢我的外貌，所以你把我变得更漂亮一点，把我变得更聪明一点。
So Lord, change me.
所以主啊，改变我。
We are asking God to change us on our terms rather than on His terms.
这样子，我们只是要求神说改变，按照我的办法来改变我。
So I taught my congregation to say to God, God change me totally.
所以我教我的会众说，主啊，改变我，完全改变我。
Not according to what I like to be changed, but what you desire to change.
不是按照我想要改变的，而是按照你的心意来改变我。
Otherwise, there is a complacency by which we cannot be transformed.
否则的话我们就活在一种自我满足中，我们就不能被改变。
And complacency is very subtle.
满于现状是相当的不容易 觉察到的。
It's not just we don't listen to God, it is we practice selective listening, selective obedience.
不是说我们完全不听神，而是说我们有选择的来听神。
But God's agenda is for us to be transformed.
可是上帝的计划是我们能够完全被他改变。
In the olden days, where there are magnetic compass on iron vessels, there are actually two compasses on board the ship.
在以前的日子中间，这个指南针在通常在一条船上面会有两个指南针。
There is a large compass in the steering house, the wheel house, for the ship to steer in.
在那个掌舵的船掌舵的那个房间里面有个大的指南针。
But there is a second compass that is way up in the mast that is right on top.
可是有另外一个指南针是在高高在上面，在这个船的桅杆上面。
So one day the visitor came and asked the captain, "Captain, why do you have two compasses on board this ship?"
所以有一天有一个人在问这个船长说，为什么船有两个指南针？
The captain explained, "Because these are magnetic compasses, and in a storm, the magnet is being influenced by the iron vessel of the ship."
他说，因为它是磁性的，所以在风暴中，这个磁性的指南针会受到船的这个铁的不会影响到。
So in the storm, they will send a man tied with a rope to climb all the way up to the mast to look at the compass because it's free from magnetic interference.
所以在风暴中，他们会派一个水手爬上去桅杆上面，因为高高在上，离开船的那种金属的部位，所以他那个会比较准确。
And the captain says something profound.
所以这个船长回答一句话，这个回答相当有深度。
He said, "In the storm, we steer by the compass above."
所以说，在风暴中，我们靠上头的指南针来领航。
In the storms of life, we learn to steer from the compass above.
所以在人生风暴中，我们需要学习靠上面的指南针来领航。
And that compass is the word of God.
而那一个指南针就是上帝的话语。
That's the key and the foundation to the deeper life.
那个就是过一个有深度的生活，它的最主要关键就在这里。
Do not be conformed to the world, its systems and its values and its philosophies.
不要效法这个世界的价值，他们的系统。
But be transformed.
而是被改变。
God's agenda is in the word, not to give us information, but rather transformation.
神的计划不是给我们资讯而已，他要给我们转化的生命。
Why is the word of God so important?
为什么神的话语那么重要？
Because it points us to Jesus.
因为神的话语把我们指向基督。
It shows us His ways, His teaching, His life.
告诉我们他的生活，他的教导，他的路途。
The whole of the Old Testament points to the Christ in the New Testament.
整个旧约指向新约的那一位基督。
The whole of the New Testament expresses the promise of God in Christ in the Old Testament.
整个新约是把旧约对于基督的应许表达出来。
Jesus said, "You read the scriptures; it speaks of me."
耶稣说，你查考这个经，内中所讲的就是跟我有关。
And that is why for the Apostle Paul, everything in his discipleship, everything he passes on is about Christ, Christ.Christ.
所以在使徒保罗所有的门训教导所有中间都是关于基督。
The deeper life we pass on is about Christ.
这一个更有深度的生命我们传递出去的是关乎基督的生命。
So that's why for the Apostle Paul he says, "For me to live is Christ."
因此保罗说活着就是基督。
Now Paul is a church planter. He could have said, "For me to live is many church planted."
保罗是一个执堂者，他生命中间值个无数的教会。
Paul is an evangelist. He could say, "For me to live is many converts."
所以保罗也可以说，对我来讲，活着就是职堂，活着就是宣道。
No, he said, "For me to live is Christ."
可是他却说，不是，我活着就是基督。
The Apostle Paul was a missionary. He could say, "For me to live is many mission centered being set up."
所以他也可以说，因为他是一个宣教士，他可以说。对我来讲，活着就是宣教，成立很多宣教机构、宣教中心。
Paul was a disciple maker. He could say, "For me to live is many disciples."
他是一个门训的人，所以他也可以说我活着就是为了训练门徒。
Paul was a theological educator. He could have said for me to live is many theological centers set up.
所以他也是一个神学教育家，所以他说我活着就是为了神学院，可以建立更多神学院。
But Paul kept saying for me to live is Christ.
可是保罗却说我活着就是基督。
That's the key to the deeper life.
这个就是更有深度生命的关键。
How then do we live this deeper life and pass it on?
我们如何活出一个有深度生命，并且把它传递出去呢？
The Apostle Paul gave us two crucial directions.
保罗给我们两个重要的方向。
The first is to be committed to think aright, and the second is to be committed to live aright.
第一个就是要正确的思考，第二个是正确的生活。
To think aright, Paul says, it is by the renewing of your mind.
保罗说要正确思考，必须要透过心意更新。
In other words, we are to be discipled towards a biblical worldview.
换句话说，就是按照圣经的世界观来做门徒训练。
To be grounded and rooted in the foundation of truth.
在真理的根基上面扎得深，扎得稳。
One of the challenges in the senior pastors and leaders tell the church, especially young people, is, "Are you ready?" It's about readiness.
作为一个教会的主任牧师，最其中一个挑战就是说，面对年轻人，是说你预备好了吗
？Are you ready for the deep things of God?
你对于深入对神认识的事物。预备好了吗
？Are you ready to live for Christ?
你预备好为主而活吗
？Are you ready to be His witness?
你预备好做他的见证人吗
？Are you ready for these things of God?
你预备好关乎神的事情吗
？It's a good question, but it's not the foundational question.
这个是一个好问题，却不是一个根本的问题。
The foundational question is not are you ready, but rather are you rooted?
根本的问题不是说你预备好，而是你是否植根于在这个地方。
Are you rooted in the deep things of God?
你是否扎根于关乎神更深入的事情
？Are you rooted in the Word of God?
你是否扎根在神的话语中
？Are you rooted in sound doctrine?
你是不是在一些深入的教义中间扎根
？Are you rooted in the ways and the will of God?
你是否扎根于神的旨意跟神的道路？
Because if they are not rooted, they will never be ready.
因为如果你不是扎根于，你就永远不会预备好。
And in order to be rooted, they must renew their mind in the Word of God.
要扎根，必须要在神的话语中间心意更新变化。
I don't have many things on earth to leave to my children.
我没有太多东西能够传递给我的孩子。
But I can leave them the Word of God.
可是我可以留给他们的是神的话。
Because when they have that, they have everything they need for life and for godliness.
因为当他们有了神的话，这是他们人生中所有事情都可以在神的话中间找到指引。
That's why we committed to them to read the scriptures together.
因此我们就委身于一直跟他们一起查考圣经，学习圣经。
There was one day Anne came to me very sad when my daughter was in primary school.
当我女儿还在小学的时候，我太太有一天很忧伤的来找我。
She said to me,
她跟我说
，Darling, I believe Amanda stole a pen and she's lying about it.
我相信我们女儿好像偷了人家一支笔，可是她说在撒谎。
Because it's an expensive pen.
因为那根笔蛮贵的。
My children don't have a big school allowance and therefore they could not afford something like that.
他们的零用钱没那么多，买不起那么贵的笔。
So she first said, "I bought it." Mommy said, "Where do you get the money to buy it?" My friends gave it to me.
所以，我女儿被质疑的时候，她说：“我买的，因为我朋友给我钱去买。”
Friends do at primary school level do not give these expensive pens.
小学生不会给彼此那么贵重的礼物。
So in my family, when it comes to discipline, it's my responsibility and obligation.
所以在我的家中，教导孩子这个责任在我的身上。
So I called my daughter to my study.
所以我叫我的女儿到我的书房。
I said, darling, don't lie to your daddy. Your daddy is a human lie detector. I can tell when human beings lie.
我跟我女儿说，你不要跟我撒谎，因为我是一个很有效的测谎机。
You will have micro fissures. You cannot control your pupils in your eye will dilate. You cannot cover and lie.
所以当你撒谎的时候，你的脸表情各上微妙的变化，我都看见你没办法。
So now look at me in the eye and tell me, did you steal this pen?
所以看着我的眼睛告诉我，你有没有从别人那边偷这支笔来？
She stood there and she said, "Yes, I'm sorry. Yes."
她看着我的眼睛站在那边说，有，我是偷回来的，我很抱歉。
I said, "Darling, you know you did something very wrong. You not only stole it, you lied to mommy, and you broke mommy's heart."
那我就跟我女儿说，你知道你做了蛮糟糕的事情，你让妈妈撒谎，让她伤心。
You know you need.You ought to be punished, right?
你知道你应该要接受惩罚，对不对？
She nodded her head.
她点头。
I said, can we have a deal?
我说我们能不能有一个约定？
You make mommy cry in 3 days, you make her smile again.
你让妈妈哭泣，3天之内你能不能让我们都欢笑？
And then you return that pen.
然后你把那根笔还给人。
And you don't lie again. Is that a deal?
你不要再偷了，不要再说谎了，可不可以？
If you can return the pen and apologize and never lie again to us, and you make mommy smile again in 3 days, I won't punish you.
我说，如果你做了三点，把笔还给对方，然后不再撒谎，然后三天之内让妈妈欢笑，那我就不惩罚你。
She quickly returned the pen and apologized and told us, "I won't lie anymore. I'm so sorry."
所以他马上就把笔还给人家，而且跟我们说，我以后不会再撒谎。
But on the third day, I forgot.
可是第三天呢，我忘记了。
I was so busy in the pastorate, I forgot about this 3 day arrangement. So when I came home, she said, "Daddy, are you ready?" I am ready. It's 3 days.
所以当我是完全忘记了，第三天我回到家里面，他跟我说，爸爸，你预备好了没有？我预备好了。
I said, darling, 3 days what?
我问他说三天什么事情啊
She said 3 days to make mommy smile again.
他说三天之内让妈妈再次笑出来。
Oh, suddenly I remember how could I forget?
那一刻我突然间就记起来了。
So she said, mommy, daddy, sit down.
所以他说爸爸妈妈请坐下来。
Then she said, mommy, I'm so sorry, I stole the pen and I lied.
说妈妈我很抱歉我偷了别人的笔又跟你撒谎。
Daddy said in 3 days time to do something to make you happy and smile again.
他爸爸跟我说三天之内要做一些事情让你开始能够笑起来
So in 3 days I memorized 5 psalms I want to recite to you
所以3天之内我背了5首诗篇我现在要背给你听
I sat there I can still remember That's Psalms 1 That's Psalms 8 That's Psalms 23 That's Psalms 100 That's Psalms 121 They were our favorite psalms
他后来我还记得那五首诗篇成为我们家里最喜欢的诗篇。
Now I ask you a question.
那我现在要问你一个问题。
Which child under punishment think about scripture memory? Which child under punishment will think about memorizing scripture?
谁的惩罚会想到说是要背经文的
？It is a value that has been caught.
这是一个他们以身作则中间学回来的价值。
Values are passed on when they are being caught in life.
当一个价值观能够传递下去，通常是从别人身上学到、抓到出来的。
And when these values are being caught, it transforms us.
当这种价值以身作则，使对方能够抓到，这个就会改变生命。
Even when we fall, it brings us back again.
所以即使我们跌倒，它也能够使我们重新站起来。
So that the key is not to try to cover up our sins, is to come in confession.
所以它的重点不在于我们掩盖、隐藏我们的过犯，而是我们在活在悔改中。
Because our minds are renewed.
因为我们的心灵是被更新过的。
So this renewing of our mind is a perspective driver. It shapes our understanding of reality and truth.
所以这个变化更新过的心意使得我们对现实对生活周围有一个新的看法
The second is to be committed to live aright.
第二就是要立志过正确的生活。
Commit to live aright unto God.
在神面前立志正确的生活。
So Paul says, so that you may prove what the will of God is.
所以保罗就说，因此你就可以证明出神的旨意是如何。
You see, we come back again to the will of God.
你看，我们不断回到神的旨意中。
Many Christians say, I want to know God's will.
很多人说我要想明白神的旨意。
You realize perceiving God's will is only one of three things we should learn.
你要知道我们理解神的旨意其实是三样事情中间其中一样而已。
It is not just to perceive the will of God, it's to pursue the will of God.
不是只是明白而是追寻追跟随主的旨意。
And the third is not just to pursue the will of God, it's to prefer the will of God.
第三不只是跟随追随主的旨意，更是要爱慕跟以神的旨意为优先。
So in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but Your will be done," he was preferring God's will.
所以当耶稣说不是我的办法，而是按着你的办法，他的意思就是说以父神的办法为优先。
So the deeper life we learn is to walk in pursuing and preferring the will of God.
所以一个有深度的生命是我们学习在神的旨意中间不但学着跟随随着他行而且学习以他的旨意为我们的优先。
And Paul has already showed us how. He said, present your bodies a living sacrifice.
保罗已经告诉我们如何做就是把身体献上当作活祭。
You consecrate yourself and surrender to do God's will as He leads you, He will continue to lead you.
当我们把自己分别出来献给神的时候，去履行神的旨意的时候，他就会一直引领我们。
But some of us would think, but it's so hard to do.
我们中间很多人会说，哇，这个真是很难做。
We don't have the strength, we are weak.
我们没有这个力量，我们非常软弱。
We want to do God's will.
我们是想要履行神的旨意。
But we are not able.
可是我们却不能。
How then are we to do it?
我们怎么做呢?
The answer is not about us. It's about God and His work in us.
答案不在我们身上，而是在神身上，以及他在我们身上的工作。
Because when God is at work with us, He shows us how we can do it.
因为当神在我们生命中做事的时候，他就会展示给我们看怎么做。
He strengthens us when we are weak.
当我们软弱的时候，他会赐给我们力量。
He forgives us when we stray.
当我们失败跌倒的时候，他饶恕我们。
He renews us when we return.
当我们走回头路的时候，他更新我们。
He empowers us when we are consecrated to Him.
当我们分别自己属于他的时候，他就把能力赐给我们。
The greatest lesson I learned in my spiritual journey is how weak I am, but how strong God is.
在我属灵生命中间学到一个最重要的功课，就是我是何等软弱，神是何等有大能。
So Romans 12:1-2 is not about a Pharisee trying his best to please God.
所以我们的办法不是像法利赛人说用尽自己的力量去想要讨神的喜悦。
Romans 12:1-2 is about a mighty transformation of a life that is changed in the hand of God.
罗马书十二章里面所讲的是一个被神大能改变过的生命所展示出来的。
When we start with a simple consecration, even though we are weak,
我们只是从一个非常微弱、很小的，我们没有力量，却把自己分别出来。
Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God.
保罗说，弟兄姊妹们，我以神的慈悲来劝你们，把身体献上当作活祭。
You make that consecration, He will strengthen you.
然后你把做这个分别的动作，把自己分别出来，他就会使用你。
And as you are transformed in Him, you can pass on the testimony and the faith of where God has taken you from.
当你的生命被改变、被更新的时候，你就能够把这个更新过神在你生命中作为的这个大能传递出去。
And you do that as part of your worship unto God, who is merciful.
当我们这样做的时候，作为我们对神敬拜的一部分。
And to in order to worship God like that, you renew your mind.
所以我们透过心意更新变化来敬拜主。
Not to conform to this world, but be transformed in God.
不是效法这个世界，而是在主里面被转化。
您所收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是节目主持人方华。继续我们一块来听约书亚乐团所带来的诗歌《主，我献上生命给你》。节目时提醒我们，不是问我是否预备好要给主使用，而是问我是否扎根于神的话语，明了神的旨意。他强调，除非根植于神的话语，否则我们不会预备好。对有心服事的弟兄姐妹，这是很好的提醒。节目就为您进行到这里，感谢您的收听，我是方华，我们下回再会。
祝我献上生命给你，用我一切精力来荣耀你生命。祝我献上一生给你，愿我赞美神迹成为馨香火祭，我献上生命。